Even if the bank keeps your house because you can't afford it anymore, if it has lost much of its value, you still owe the bank the rest of the outstanding debt.
We've been staging a 96-hour sit-in, and they're not going to move me from here, nor my friend. They're not going to throw us out. You're threatening us! Threatening us!
Am I preventing you from doing something, sir?
You're
I'm taking your hands.
You're,
that's what you say.
You're
Why? Because I'm
trouble.
Speaking out? Politicians
yes.
also cause trouble. Banks are also causing trouble.
Yes,
Corrupt
that's
people
great.
Too, and the dishonest.
Okay.
We're here to support everyone who's living on the edge because of a criminal banking system, a capitalist model that is destroying lives.
Since no one listens to us, nobody pays attention to us, and this week we've only had negative responses to two requests, we've decided it's very cold out there, it's raining, and here we're much more comfortable. We like the branch bank, the floor is very nice, and instead of staying at the door of the Salenque, we're going to stay here.
Please pass the food to the people inside, because these people need to eat. Even if you kidnap them inside without food and water, these people are not going to back down. Bear in mind that they've lost everything. They've lost everything. They're going to be thrown out of their homes, do you understand? So they've lost everything. They have families, children, and some are even committing suicide.
Hello, good morning.
I've already signed.
Hey, we have to fight this hard, huh?
Yes.
Hard, huh?
Yes, let's see what we achieve. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This health worker is collecting signatures to fight for the future of La Princesa Hospital. This hospital is in the very heart of Madrid, has over 160 years of history, and enjoys great prestige within and outside Spain. The regional government wants to turn it into a specialized center for people over 75. Doing so would mean doing away with the medical specialties, research, and teaching.
Without really knowing how nor having the slightest idea, they want to transform it into a geriatric hospital, thus removing all the leading specialties and reducing it to only caring for patients over 75 years old. Hematology is lost, all the good first-rate cancer treatments are lost, a lot of the specialties are lost. We don't have interns anymore, we aren't a university hospital anymore, so we will become a second-class hospital.
It's a pioneering breast cancer unit in Madrid, and now they're going to... No, they're wiping it all out, man. I mean, an entire unit that has raised the level of surgery, oncology, radiology, rehabilitation, pathological anatomy, where the doctor has moved heaven and earth to prevent breast cancer in Madrid's health centers, they wipe it out in half an hour.
So the workers are getting ready for war, facing a situation that threatens to change not only the panorama in their hospital, but the public health network in Madrid. For healthcare professionals, it is clear. The goal is to privatize the health system. The Spanish Geriatric Society has already warned that the hospital would become a ghetto for seniors if the plans go ahead. Furthermore, the regular users of La Princesa, who number more than 300,000, would have to find another hospital. To prevent this, the workers have mobilized, with the support of neighbors, among other things, to collect signatures. They have already got around 200,000, among them the signature of the mayor of Madrid.
We just delivered a letter as users and neighbors in the Chamartín and Salamanca districts asking the manager for an interview so that he can explain it to us, so that we can tell him that we will back him as long as they defend public, egalitarian, and quality health for all, because what this will create, what they want now, is to change the healthcare model.
This hospital is really good. They are very, very good doctors, very good doctors, and the nursing staff is very good. Besides that, they've just invested who knows how much money in renovating it, and they close it overnight for no reason. Well, because of speculation, that's why.
Inside its doors, workers take turns so that they never leave the auditorium empty. They have been locked in here since they heard the news, and here they hold periodic assemblies to channel information and plan their next moves.
As we chant in the slogans, La Princesa United will never be defeated. We can see it, and we're progressing step by step.
The first thing I wanted to say is that I'm very proud to belong to this hospital and to have all of you as colleagues.
Not having information makes us feel bad. They told us this hospital was going to turn into something else on a Wednesday before a long weekend. But nobody is telling us how many people will be working in this hospital from now on, what we're going to be dealing with. The problem is that we don't know how many layoffs there will be, how many floors or beds are going to be here, what services will disappear. Everyone feels very connected with their hospital. Besides that, we establish human ties here. Ties of affection, and they're destroying that, actually. That is, when something happens to me and I can't come here, where do I go? Who will see me when I don't feel well? This is not acceptable, and we will not be moved. We will not be moved from here. We have been staging a 96-hour sit-in, and they are not going to move me from here, nor my friend. They're not going to throw us out.
The battle against evictions is gaining force every day in Spain. And the number of families left homeless because they can't afford the payments on their mortgages is still growing.
I took on a mortgage loan and I've been unemployed for 3 years. My son, my wife, and I are involved in that deed, in that debt. Currently, my son is also unemployed and only my wife is working. So this is the problem of all of us. And let's see if we can get some flexibility.
I can't handle it now, nor can my family, you know, because if one member of the family isn't working, well, the whole family is affected.
These people represent 50 affected families, and they bring several requests to the institution that holds their mortgages. They will do whatever it takes to achieve this.
Affected individuals have approached financial institutions to demand solutions that avoid perpetual debt and the forced evictions of vulnerable people without alternative housing. To get a solution, the only alternative affected people have is to mobilize and fight collectively.
They're trying to join forces in order to face up to a financial giant. Dozens of victims have come to one of the main offices of Bankia. They want to negotiate the terms of their mortgages with the institution, but the bank officers have refused. Given this answer, or rather the lack of answers, the affected people have decided to stay at the door as many days as they have to.
Today we have to endure at least a one-night stay if possible. Are you ready?
I want to live in Spain. I paid for a house in Spain. I've been in Spain for 10 years. Like all immigrants, we have come to work, to pay taxes, and have rights like anyone else. We came to Spain to work and live together with the Spanish people.
They have nothing to lose. They know this. So they want to stay here until they are heard. Within hours, they are organized and prepare the camping shift.
On Tuesday night, for example, we need people.
Okay, I'll come. Domingo.
Okay, and will you also join a shift on Wednesday?
Yes, in the morning.
Put me down only for nights, please.
Hold on for a second.
From 9 to 3 in the afternoon.
Today, they will spend their first night at the doors of Bankia to try to prevent this financial entity from leaving them in the streets.
It's 6 o'clock. The workers of La Princesa, supported by hundreds of people, continue their protests. They want to block the street to get greater media exposure, but the heavy police presence manages to slow them down for now. The first ID checks begin to take place.
Film the police! Film the police! You're threatening us!
I was just asking for your ID. Now, if the police can't ask for an ID, now then...
You were holding me. You were holding me and suffocating me.
Why?
I don't know.
And were you giving me your ID?
No, not until you let go of me.
Of course.
I'm not a criminal.
And so what can I do? What can I do?
And if you don't let go of me, would you like it if I grabbed you?
And you?
But if you do it to me...
If I ask you for your ID, you have to give it to me, don't you?
Come on, don't argue. This is a peaceful thing.
No, it may be peaceful for you.
Yes, this demonstration is peaceful. That goes for them, too, and for you. Let's stay calm.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Finally, they block the street. They have to get the maximum support possible.
Come on! Don't stop! All together! All together! The people united!
For over an hour, the protest continues. Not only for La Princesa. It is a widespread outcry against the collapse of the public health system.
They're destroying the public health system in the region of Madrid and in Spain. They're privatizing it. We're giving it to Capio and other private organizations. It isn't the first time this has happened. In England, Thatcher did it, and she ruined the English public health system, and she privatized it, because it was a lot of money.
We are very angry, because they're going to do the same thing in the town of Móstoles. They're going to remove the specialty centers to give it to Capio, which belongs to the former mayor.
And despite the fact that the protest is peaceful, the police ID checks become very frequent.
This girl is not required to give it to you. She's not required to give it. You don't have to. The Constitution states that. This is an abuse. An abuse.
Ma'am, excuse me.
What?
Excuse me, right?
I am free to speak as a citizen. I have a constitutional right,
okay,
all right?
Okay, I also have the right to tell you that's enough,
excuse
all right?
Excuse me,
I
don't you don't have the right to. Excuse me, you're not putting up with anything. I'm just speaking. If you want, don't listen to me.
I have the right to tell you to please let us work in peace.
Am I preventing you from doing something, sir?
Trouble,
am I
ma'am.
Taking you
You're
by the hands?
Trouble.
By the
okay,
That's
fine.
What you
That's
say.
Great.
Why? Because I'm speaking out. Politicians also make trouble. Banks also make trouble. Corrupt
yes.
people
yes.
as well. Dishonored people too.
Go ahead. Go ahead and get angry.
You don't go and tell them to shut up. You don't tell
go
them
ahead
to
and get
shut
angry.
Up.
The tension is fully justified. If La Princesa Hospital becomes a center for the elderly, first its users would have to find another center.
The fact that they take even the hospitals away, where you come to a hospital which is in addition over 100 years old and which is one of the best in Spain, the fact that they want to take it away from you is the straw that breaks the camel's back, isn't it?
Second, it would cease to be a university hospital, and 260 medical interns would have to move to another hospital.
Teaching hospitals, or third-level hospitals, get some of their strength, or most of their strength, from research, partly conducted by medical residents. In the end, the work in the emergency room, on the floors, etc., is carried out by interns who are training in the various specialties.
And finally, the medical specialties, in which La Princesa is a leader, will disappear.
A hospital as great as this with all... It has the best hematology service in Spain.
Hematology, neurosurgery, well, fantastic research. It's a teaching hospital. How can they say they're going to close down a university hospital? I mean, really?
Turning it into a geriatric center would mean destroying everything you've mentioned.
Everything,
but of course,
all of it.
It would also, I mean, we don't need to be scattering patients. These here, young people here, the old people there, immigrants here. No, no, no. We want a hospital of everyone and for everyone.
La Princesa's workers have been staging an indefinite sit-in for more than 90 hours inside the hospital. In addition, every day they go out to cut off traffic in the street as a sign of protest against something that Madrid Regional's government has described as a transformation of the hospital, but that they feel is the dismantling of the services of a hospital that has over 160 years of history. Besides that, we should add that it has been announced that 6 public hospitals in the Madrid Health Network will be privatized.
A day later, Alacalle is back with the families. They spent their first night in the open.
This only happens in Spain. Please, help us change this law.
Police keep their distance. Their orders are to leave them alone and wait for the bank to make a decision.
We're surrounded here as if we were behind bars or something. And we've all been asked for our IDs, those from the media who were here, those affected, and those like me who have come here to help a bit.
For a second day, they've tried to negotiate, but the answer is the same.
We have here all the files.
Okay.
All your files are here, and...
They offer a possible deal, but the days go by and no one hears any more about their promises. In the afternoon, new supporters arrive. Dozens from the September 25th Social Movement Coordinating Committee have come to Selenki Square to support those affected by mortgages, who have already been nicknamed Bankia Camp, an analogy to Sol Camp, where the Indignada movement began.
We're here to support everybody who is living on the edge because of a criminal banking system, a capitalist model that is destroying lives at an astonishing rate, leaving many people in the street, and on top of that, many empty houses.
That day, the affected people learned that the person who was going to be evicted in Granada committed suicide because he couldn't stand the pressure anymore.
We know this is not the first case. We know that a few days ago there was another case. We know that in most delays a few weeks ago, a month ago, there was another. This is something that has not started now. It's something that some of the media are starting to show now.
I am appalled that someone commits suicide because of this. Come on, it verges on the most terrible cruelty.
Finally, night falls. The rain and cold take control of the streets, but those affected by the mortgage crisis don't care. They begin to prepare dinner. They huddle together for warmth. And finally, they manage to get the security guards to take pity on them and let them stay in the garage entrance.
They are workers in Infanta Leonor Hospital, one of the six public hospitals in Madrid on the way to being privatized. They've come to the Madrid Regional Parliament, which is in session, in order to ask for explanations. They continue what was started at La Princesa Hospital. A sense of outrage extends throughout Madrid's regional health network, from Parla to Vallecas, Aranjuez, or San Sebastián de los Reyes. This is an X-ray of how to dismantle the public health system.
When something is privatized by a private company, we think it's done with the intention of making money. And that means lower wages, so we imagine that many of our jobs are in danger. But we don't know that. That's not the reason why we're fighting. We're fighting to maintain our health system, to maintain a public education and health system that belongs to all the people of the region of Madrid. A health system that is free and efficient.
At the time of closing this report, 14 hospitals had joined the Madrid sit-ins, either because there are plans to dismantle some of the specialties that they offer or because of attempts to privatize their management.
These hospitals started to work with a group of professionals with experience. We've kept it rolling, we cranked it up, and now that it's running and everything is easy, they want to sell us, right? They want to sell us to some gentlemen who are supposed to be managers and manage things very well for them. So now they want to sell us, and many of the professionals who are working here temporarily will end up in the street. And we, who have permanent contracts, will be sent wherever they want, under the conditions they want.
For public health! For public health! Come to sign! For when your children are sick! For when you have to take your parents to a hospital 30 miles away!
The other part of the protest takes place inside the hospital. Workers are staging a sit-in in the conference room, and they're not going to leave it until the plans are withdrawn.
We're staging a sit-in because last Wednesday we learned that the six hospitals are for sale, and we have no further information. We're for sale. We don't know what the future holds, not the future of the temporary personnel, nor our future, those of us who are permanent.
It's indefinite. We will try to stick it out as long as possible until they revoke this decision they took.
Our only struggle right now is to prevent them from selling us, and I know that other hospitals are in the same fight. We don't want private hospitals. We want public health care for all citizens, and we are public health professionals.
We health workers are health workers on the one hand, but we are also users on the other hand. I think we should not get into political issues. We just have to try to defend on the one hand our jobs, and on the other hand as users, public health care, which I think is the best care for everyone, and of course it has no political or economic interests at all.
Theirs is a fight that is still up in the air, shared by thousands of Madrid's health workers. It is also the prelude to what may happen in Spain as a whole. Therefore, a strike by the healthcare workers is beginning to take shape.
The protesters have been camping for 4 days. They tell us the nights are getting more and more challenging. The temperatures are lower and rainy days are not uncommon. Many people agree that the financial institution is playing a strategy of attrition.
They like the people suffering. They don't feel sorry for the evicted families. The police take us out by beating us, by dragging us. That traumatizes the children, the families. And we are many people here. We stay night and day, and they are not going to kick us out. We are going to fight until the very end.
Faced with passivity, they decide it's time to toughen their actions. About 20 people from the movement of people affected by mortgage loans occupy the office that Bankia owns on the historic Plaza del Sol.
Good morning. We come here from the camp at Plaza Selenque, where some 30 affected people have been staying for a week to get solutions for their homes. Since no one listens to us there, nobody pays attention to us, and this week we have only managed to get 2 negative responses to 2 requests, we've decided that it's very cold out there, it's raining, and in here we are much more comfortable. We like the bank office. The floor is very nice, and instead of staying out there at the door of Selenque, we're going to stay here. We're moving, we're packing up, and this will be our new home.
Immediately, the police arrive to rescue the financial institution from the citizens' harassment.
The people at Selenque have also told us that we would have to hold negotiations in the bank offices,
people.
And that's precisely what
they
we're doing.
Us.
Eventually, they were allowed to stay, but the media were told to go outside. Members of the platform of people affected by the mortgage loans continue to stage a sit-in inside this Bankia branch office. They've come here because nobody pays attention to them at Selenque office. However, the answer is still the same, a refusal to negotiate the terms of their mortgage loans. The hours pass by. The protesters can't eat, drink, or go to the bathroom. The policemen watching them threaten them with fines if they do. Still, their companions who support them from outside try to help.
Let the food in, you swine!
Why don't you carry out only part of the orders, the part of not letting us in? Please pass the food to the people inside, because these people need to eat. Even if you kidnap them inside without food and water, these people are not going to back down. Bear in mind, they've lost everything. They've lost everything. They're going to throw them out of their homes, do you understand? They've lost everything. They have families and children, and they're even committing suicide. You should have enough humanity not to let this happen.
And you're not going to stop until they all die.
After 7 hours locked in the bank branch, the protesters end their sit-in, after reaching an agreement with the institution. Meanwhile, the Bankia camp remains. They will not move from there until each case is considered, one by one, and the mortgage law is changed. Because they are people, not numbers on a list.